With St John having already experienced some warmer spring-like weather in recent days, New Brunswick's 2026 River Watch began last week on Monday, March 9th. While the rise in temperatures may be a relief to many residents, it does bring with it certain threats. The rapid melting of ice and snow can lead to flooding and ice jams, and the province's River Watch program keeps New Brunswickers updated on such potential issues. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Don Fox, Director of Air and Water Sciences Branch at the New Brunswick Department of Environment and Local Government, about the work they do in the department's hydrology centre to collect data and provide flood forecasting, as well as some of the issues that can arise from the spring freshet.
We are a key partner in the River Watch program, but we have a number of people that we work with as partners in this program. The hydrology centre, the general work that we do, it's anything related to water levels, water quantity. And for the most part, we do a lot of collection on water levels and river flows, collection on snow depths, ice observations in terms of ice movements. We collect a lot of that data and we provide interpretation as to what it all means. 12 months a year, we're always watching the water levels. One of our main things we do now from early March into the next 2 months, roughly, is going to be we provide flood forecasting. Although we do collect data throughout the entire province, the flood forecasting we offer is specific to the St. John River Basin. We will be doing flood forecasting 5 days a week starting off. And then as the water levels change over time, we'll decide whether we need to do those forecasts on the weekend as well. We do it multiple times a week because we can't predict flooding that far out in advance. And I know people want to know, what's your prediction for like 2 months? And that's an interesting question, but really it's way too far out to nail that down with precision. And even then, we do that every day and it resets because the weather can change over 5 days, right? I want to give you a little overview now of, say, snow depth and ice conditions. Our latest data that we have is in northern New Brunswick could be up to about 60 centimeters. And down to in southern New Brunswick, we're looking at less than 30 centimeters to some places that I'm sure are bare now. We do have a technical term that we call snow water equivalent. And that's how much water is within that snow. So if you took a certain amount of that snow and melted it, how much water would come out of that? That may be one of the most important parameters, because snow depth is good, but to know how much snow is within that snow depth, that's how much water is going to come down the river. For specifically the St. John River Basin, we're looking at 50% of normal for snow water equivalent. So there's less water in the snowpack this year than over the long-term normal conditions. So even then, there's less snow and there's less water. Those are good signs, but I don't want to leave you with a rosy picture just yet. We have a number of folks that go out and look at ice conditions throughout the province, a number of partners. They do input their data that they collect into a database. We have access to that database in real time, so we can constantly watch the data that's going into that database. The last reports that we looked into, there are no current ice jams reported. There still is significant intact ice in northern New Brunswick, but as you move down through the province into south, ice is starting to decay in places, and now we're seeing some open water in some places. We're still in winter. There still is opportunity for more snow. We cannot predict the amount of just pure rain that may fall, but rain events are always, we're always watching for those. And this time of year, when those significant rain events hit the snowpack, that's not a good scenario. So we're always watching for rain. There's different ways areas can be flooded. There's more to it than just the snowpack. Even without significant snow, we can have flooding related to ice jams. Those are very hard to predict and they happen very quickly. And also for folks that living in the coastal areas, there's flooding scenarios that are outside of ice jams and outside of snowpack melt. And that's these coastal storms and storm surges, high waves and hurricanes. And those are always possible. And the last bit that's really, really important for the St. John area, It's easy for people to look out their windows in southern New Brunswick and say, hey, there's not much snow. I think we're probably good this year. But you have to remember that the St. John River, it's a very large basin comparatively for eastern Canada. It originates in northern Maine. It's influenced by southern Quebec and some tributaries coming in from there. And the water comes all the way down and comes out the river in St. John Harbor. So people need to remember that what comes down the southern New Brunswick and the St. John River, that water originates in northern Maine. And they still have, you know, a fair amount of ice and snow.
You've already sort of suggested that things are more complex than maybe appear obvious immediately. So do you want to go further into the issues that this can cause and also where maybe less expected or maybe less obvious?
One of the things that we need to be a little careful on is when snow is melting and if there's leftover leaves from last fall, you know, on people's lawns and everything, and when we get rains and all these things kind of cover the drainage areas and things like that, there's chances of these localized flooding events that we can't predict. There are things like pipes that would break, culverts that get jammed up, all these local things that would happen. There's no way we can predict those. When they happen, it's boots on the ground, it's eyes on the ground, and then calls get made and people respond. They happen so quickly, we need the boots on the ground, right? So there is that aspect that's not really predictable. Yes, it's people living by water, but in general, it's people living in low areas. You may not be watching a water course just out your back door, but there's areas where you cannot even see the river and you can be still in that flood zone and be influenced and impacted by the waters. There are flood hazard maps of New Brunswick. People can look at those flood hazard maps and they don't necessarily show areas that have been previously flooded. They show areas that are predicted to have flooding in the future. People might want to look at that and they might say, oh, I didn't know I was living in a flood zone because maybe they haven't been flooded for 20 or 30 years.
Are there things that residents can look out for? Maybe warning signs, maybe very local warning signs that people can sort of check for that could potentially bring some of the dangers that you've mentioned?
There is also a web page related to flooding that's outside of that mapping application. And on that web page, there is information about what you should do to prepare, etc. But I would say watch for the flood forecasts, watch for the advisories. There is, it's currently called now a flood tracker, and it's a map-based viewer that people can look at on their phones. They can zoom in to where they live. They can click on a pin and they can watch the graph of the current water levels and then the water levels projected out to the future. So all of that's available to the public to look for and be aware. And then it's a matter of be ready, have water ready, be ready to, if you need to leave, leave, like always be ready, always plan, you know, have a backup supply of fuel if you need to, you know, boil water and things like that and you have no power. There are things you can do to help your situation.
A link to the Riverwatch web pages can be found on the homepage of the Government of New Brunswick website, gmb.ca, which includes the latest news and the province's flood tracker map. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.